Some patients at the Maine Health Center in Roxbury are clamoring for their health care providers to be rehired. The Whittier Street Health Center either fired or laid off providers last fall during a union drive. The providers said they were forming a union to protect themselves from abusive practices by management. The providers said those practices drove many of their colleagues away. WBUR's Fred Tice has the story.
About 60 people packed a small room across the street from the Whittier Street Health Center one night this month. A meeting was organized by Jobs with Justice, a nonprofit that supports unionization. The patients were there to talk about what it was like to have lost the health care providers they had come to depend on. Ursel Hughes has been a patient at Whittier Street since 2009. She went there to recover from an addiction to psychotropic medication. Over 8 years, she says, she developed a relationship of trust with her behavioral health counselor. With his help, she says, she was able to recover custody of her daughter. And then, one day last year, she was told he was no longer there.
I don't want to start over with somebody. He knows my story. He knows my history. He knows me inside and out. So I haven't had therapy in 8 months, and I'm barely holding on. So if I could say anything to Whittier Street, please return to the community, the decent providers that we need.
Whittier Street lost several health care providers last year. Some say they were fired. Others say they were laid off. All of them had been organizing a union at the health center that they say was necessary to protect employees from retaliation by management for bringing up concerns about the number of patients they had to see every day, the lack of support staff, and the quality of health care. Healthcare providers told WBUR last fall that the center was beset by worsening turmoil, copious firings, financial trouble, personal conflict. Whittier Street says, like every healthcare center, it has turnover. But two former doctors calculate that there were 21 doctors and nurse practitioners in primary care and OBGYN working at Whittier Street 3 years ago. And since then, 27 will have left by Sunday. Whittier Street says those numbers are not accurate, but declined to provide its own numbers on turnover. Adelina Docanto says she was the victim of domestic violence. She says she's wary of forming relationships with new healthcare providers.
Because I don't know when you're going to leave. I don't know who I'm going to see anymore. Because it's like a revolving door. Not because of them, because we have such good providers. But the establishment there now is not doing the best job for either the patient or the providers. They were fired. I called for 1 month straight. No one picked up. No one got back to me.
Whittier Street says no physician has been terminated since 2014, but documents from the Department of Unemployment Assistance show that at least one doctor was fired last year. Several other health care providers told WBUR they were forced out. The health center says it never wants a patient's call to go unanswered. It apologizes if that's happened. It says its hardworking staff does everything it can to be responsive to patients. It says last year it implemented a new phone system in response to feedback from patients and staff. Healthcare providers pointed to Frederica Williams, the clinic's CEO for the last 17 years, as a central source of the problems. She opposed their attempts to unionize. But staffers said the problems at Whittier Street had been building for years in a toxic mix of financial pressures and a high-conflict management style. Docanto also blames Williams.
And then she can sit there with a straight face and say, oh, we got to cut budgets? That's crazy.
Whittier Street says, as CEO, Williams takes full responsibility for the commitment to patient care. Three people at the forum defended Williams. One of them was Stephanie Thomas, who lives at the nearby Whittier Street development.
She tries very hard to do what she's able to do. When you need food to eat, you can always go to Whittier, and they will feed you. When you need clothes on your back, and it's cold out there, and it's freezing, she'll give you a coat to put on you. Where are you all going to go if Whittier Street doors close? We should not put that woman down because she worked very hard to get to the top.
Patient Helena Ruffin says she'd been seeing her psychotherapist for years until the center told her abruptly last fall, without explanation, that he was no longer there. She's also concerned about the decreasing amounts of time doctors at Whittier Street can spend with her.
Seeing doctors and then just pushing you through, you know, not spending enough time with you, not spending enough quality time, not kind of building a rapport.
Whittier Street says its dedicated staff always strives to give as much attention as possible to their patients and their specific needs. In a statement dated last week, the center says it ended fiscal year 2018 with a $1.3 million loss. The statement continues, the management team concluded it would be prudent to eliminate 5 healthcare providers. The center says it offered assistance to all patients to seamlessly transition them to alternative providers. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.